USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days remembering the late John McCain took place today down at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix, Arizona. Starting at 2 o'clock Pacific time, the public will have a chance to pay their respects to the senator. At a private ceremony earlier today, former Senator John Kyle shared some thoughts on McCain.
John McCain believed in America. He believed in its people, its values, and its institutions.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to launch an attack at longtime Justice Department official Bruce Orr, saying it's, quote, disgraceful, unquote, that he still has a job at the department. Orr testified behind closed doors to two House committees about his relationship with Christopher Steele and the FBI in an unverified dossier full of allegations about President Trump's ties to Russia. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial is up over 50 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The U.S. economy continues a healthy expansion. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
the government's second estimate of GDP growth, or the growth of the U.S. economy, for the second quarter is at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. It's a tenth better than the first quarter's 4.1% advance, and it's the fastest growth since the third quarter of 2014.
On Tuesday, President Trump threatened Google, alleging it is biased against conservative media and promising that the situation will be addressed. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz says there's no doubt Google does lean towards the left.
When the Facebooks of the world decided to go ahead and again Google to try to manipulate content as opposed to verify users and who was supplying those that information, the consequence has been something that is tilted to the left, and it's not fair, it's not balanced.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to announce that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving this fall. The tweet read in part, White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position this fall shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I have worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. Canadian Foreign Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland is meeting with U.S. trade officials after a tentative trade deal was reached between the United States and Mexico earlier this week. Congressman Brian Babin is optimistic a deal will be reached with the Canadians.
I feel like this is a very wise move on the part of Canada to get down and get to Washington and start negotiating. I think after seeing the success that we've had with Mexico, it certainly is in Canada's best interest to do so. You know, when you have bad policies, Americans seem to be the American companies and workers are the ones that seem to be always hurt first. You know, I think we're just going to have to work with our trading partners. I'm really happy with some of the provisions that I've seen in the with the one with Mexico, with labor standards and protecting American workers and the sunset clause. I like that as well. But this is something that I think that Canada and the United States are going to work this out, and I believe it'll be something that'll be good for all three nations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.